a man without arms is accused of asking women if he could touch their feet. An Australian teenager gets $20,000 for discovering a unique Dorito. And a COVID-positive man disguised as his wife boards a flight in Indonesia. These are the weird stories for Monday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast hosted by a comedian in Los Angeles. I'm Jonesy, your producer and host. I have three strange, kinky stories from around the globe. Come on, get with me. A man with no arms is accused of harassing women by asking to touch their feet. I don't know how you're going to touch a lady feet without your arms. My guess is he wanted to touch them with other body parts. Other unacceptable body parts. Excuse me, do you mind if I lay my genitalia across your toes? Have you shaved them? Because my genitalia doesn't want to caress stubby toes, you know what I mean? This took place in Arkansas, so I'm guessing there is genitalia involved. And chemicals. A warrant was issued in Arkansas for a man with no arms who was accused of harassing women. Three women filed reports against Brian Reams. Said that he was harassing them while they were shopping in Conway, Arkansas. This happened in June at a Walmart and a Kroger. Oh, this guy just goes from place to place with his no-arm harassment. Here's a quote from the Conway Police Department information officer. The women were all very frightened and very uncomfortable by these incidents that occurred. Yep, at a Walmart and a Kroger involving a man without any arms asking to touch ladies' feet. According to the reports, Brian is accused of following the women around the stores, making inappropriate comments to them. In one report, a woman said that Brian, who has neither of his arms, asked if he could massage her feet. Yeah. Hey, look at this guy's just trying to get to know you, right? Just trying to make some friends in a Kroger, right? I don't see what the big deal is. And you're really intimidated by a guy with no arms. What's he going to do? Huh? He can't grab you. These are bad jokes. I'm sorry. I mean, my whole thing is like, did you even have to call the police? Can't you just laugh at this guy? He's got no arms. He's asking if he could rub your feet. Don't you just laugh in his face and walk away? It's just hilarious. Oh, you want to massage my feet with what? Your tongue? Get the F out of here, bro. Like, no one does that anymore. Just call the police, right? Yeah. These scenarios are all very similar, the police person says. Yeah, I guess he's asking everybody to massage their feet. Can you massage feet with other feet? I'm wondering. Maybe he just wants to rub feet together. Maybe that's what he's into. It's hard to get love when you got no arms. Yeah, it's gotta be. Yeah, you can't. How do you begin? Because usually you start with a hug, right? You start with a hug and then you move up to the kiss. This guy can't even start with a hug. I feel for this guy. I mean, I don't think you should be walking around at Walmart asking people to, you know, take their shoes off. But I feel for a guy with no arms. I mean, I got all my limbs. I can't get a date. I got all my limbs. Can't do it. I can't imagine not having any arms. What do you do? Is there some sort of like limbless dating site? I don't know. It's got to be something for someone like this. Still not okay to be harassing women in stores. That's, no one's comfortable with that. Now, the police say that they want people to feel safe in public. People do have the right to go out in public without being harassed. We don't want people to feel like they can't go places around here, the police spokesman said. Well, the problem is, Walmart doesn't spend any money on security anymore. Like, it's very well known that they cut that budget, and you see the fallout of that. You could see anything in a Walmart. No one's going to stop them. No one's going to stop someone from masturbating with a pickle on the floor, in the deodorant aisle of Walmart. It's just not going to happen. An Australian teenager gets $20,000 for discovering a unique Dorito chip. An Australian teenager is cashing in her chips after finding a puffy Dorito and putting it up for sale online. Doritos is rewarding Riley Stewart, a 13-year-old from Queensland, $20,000 for her entrepreneurship after she happened upon a very unique air-filled Dorito among its flat counterparts and a bag of chips that she was eating. She put the big, fluffy, puffy Dorito up for sale. The Gold Coast teenager's one-of-a-kind Dorito chip fetched bids of thousands of dollars, with eBay users pledging more than 100,000 Australian dollars after being on the auction block for just a few days. I can't believe this is a real story. I can't believe somebody found just a uniquely shaped Dorito in a bag and then put it up for auction and received actual bids on it. I like, sure, kudos for the teenager for trying it. I would have never thought that this would work. How dumb are you, though, to spend $5,000 on a Dorito chip? I mean, do you have so much expendable cash that you don't know what to do with it? I've said this many times on this show. Guys, if you have extra money, you don't know what to do with it, you don't have to bid thousands of dollars on a stupid little Dorito chip. You can give it to me. I will put it to good use. I could use a studio. I'm recording in a closet. If you don't know what to do with your money, world, just come to me. I can help you. Bidding on a chip that you found in a bag. Unbelievable. It's like discolored M&Ms going on eBay for thousands of dollars. Like, is this what people are spending their money on? This is so foolish. I'm happy for the girl, you know, 13 years old, 20 grand. That's great. I think that's fabulous. You didn't really have to lift a finger to do it either. You know, just free money you found in your $1.50 bag of Doritos. The find went viral on TikTok, I guess, because it goes viral on TikTok. That's where the bids come in. I need to make something go viral on TikTok so the bids will come in. I guess sell one of my toenail clips clippings. That's stupid. I have a toenail clipping in the shape of Jesus on the cross. We'll start the bidding at $5,000. Okay, a clip of the chip quickly gathered 2 million views. I don't know how something like this even happens. I can't get 4 views on YouTube. You put something on TikTok, 2 million views of a Dorito. Wow. I'm struggling to figure out how this world works, man. I really need to get with it, because apparently I can make money off nothing if I could just figure out the algorithm. While the listing, which stated only, quote, puffy Dorito, one of a kind, has been taken down, the Doritos brand is rewarding Stewart's initiative with a fund worth $20,000. Okay, so she took the chip down, but Doritos is like, hey, we're going to give you 20 grand anyways for the advertisement. We appreciate it. Here's a quote from the girl who found the Dorito. I was like about to eat it, and then I thought, you know what? I better save it for later. And then I like made a video, and then I saw like someone offered $10,000, and then I like screamed, and I was like, but dad, my dad's saying that, you know, since he bought the Doritos, like technically it's his chip, but I ate the packet, man. All right. I found the puffy burrito, the super puff, as I called it. And I believe it's mine. All right. I don't care what dad says. And now she's getting 20 grand. Isn't that amazing that this idiot is getting 20 grand? Sorry. I'm going to go buy a bag of pretzels, guys. I'm going to buy some Funyuns. Maybe I can find a Funyun, I don't know, in the shape of a penis. And the next thing you know, I'm making thousands, guys. You gotta shoot for the stars here with this stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
An Indonesian man disguised himself as his wife to board a plane because he was COVID positive. Dressed up like his wife. Yeah. The man has only been identified by his initials, DW. He wore a full face veil known as a niqab. Niqab. I think I said that right. He was also carrying his wife's passport, of course, and her negative COVID test result. This guy really needed to get somewhere. He dressed up as his wife to do so. That's commitment right there. He may never have been caught if he had not changed into his regular clothes midway through the flight. Dude, you didn't follow through with the plan, man. You can't half-ass this stuff. You got to be your wife the whole flight, man. What did you think? You think the person next to you isn't going to report your ass? People are suspicious on planes, man. They're always looking out for stuff. They're looking out for weird behavior. And if you display weird behavior on a flight, someone's going to tell on your ass. You don't show up dressed as a woman, then go to the bathroom. Now you go back to your seat dressed as a dude. What a dummy. Yeah, he changed into his regular clothes. Takes off the wig. Just removes the lipstick. And of course, this caused the stewardess, as it says in the story, to raise the alarm. Yeah, of course. What did you think? What a dummy. The police say that the man was detained after the plane landed and was tested immediately upon discovering he was positive for the virus. He was ordered to self-isolate at home. Police say they will move to prosecute him as soon as his quarantine ends, as they should. The incident comes amid strict restrictions on travel in Indonesia, which has rapidly become the epicenter of the virus in Asia, unfortunately. We got some data on the cases and the overwhelmed hospitals and a slow vaccination rollout, which has led to a lot of these issues where now you have men dressing up as their wives to try to go somewhere. I mean, it's a very serious situation. I mean, there's a lot of pressure. I commend this person's plan. Obviously, could have gotten away with it, too. It really could have, really been something. But the mistake of changing in the middle of the flight, that's where it all went wrong. This guy needed a coach of some sort. I mean, how'd you not think this through? Anybody you told that plan to before you got on the flight would have told you, bad idea, dude. Just stay as a woman the entire flight. Eat with your veil on or don't eat. Just lean back in your chair and sleep for several hours as a woman, as your wife. Copious amounts of perfume and just keep it through to the end. You know, you were going to have to put on all that crap back on anyways after it lands in a bathroom or something to then get through security or customs or whatever at the end of your flight. So, like, why would you? silly man. But, of course, you should not be traveling. Let me just be very clear. A COVID-positive person should, not be doing stuff like this. I don't condone the flouting of the protocols. But if you're going to do it, this is not how you do it. Weird news is just alright with me. Weird news is just alright. Oh yeah. Weird news is just alright with me. Weird news is just alright. Ah, that was ridiculous. I loved it. Highly caffeinated Jonesy at your service. Alright. I want to begin this outro by giving thanks. Let us give thanks. Let us pray. I got a nice review on Apple Podcasts, which makes me happy because I don't get a lot of those. So please make me happy by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. It doesn't cost anything, man. Just do it. It's super easy, and it makes me happy. This is from Aldo Swoxapone. I'm just going to say Aldo's because it looks like a bunch of jumbled letters after that. I got 5 stars from Aldo's. And the title of the review is Favorite Part of My News Lineup. Ooh, I get to be part of Aldo's news lineup. Aldo writes, news is so negative nowadays. Having something funny and lighthearted to start the day is a must, and Jonesy does it perfect. Thank you, Jonesy, for giving my fiance and I something so fun and entertaining to listen to every day. And isn't that tremendous? What a nice review. Do you guys make love to my podcast, Aldo's? Try that. And I'm just really happy that I can give you something daily to, entertain you. Something you and your fiance can enjoy together with your morning tea or whatever you have in the morning or over beers in the evening. I don't know when you're listening, Aldo's. Just making assumptions here. But thank you for showing me some appreciation. It means a lot. And I hope you guys continue to listen. And shout out to you and your fiance. I wish I had your... It doesn't say where you're from either. United States? Yeah, United States, but that's about it. I love reviews, man. Good or bad, I always read them. Yeah, the bad ones are kind of fun, too. But it makes me really happy to get a review, so consider. You can also do that on Amazon as well. Everybody has an Amazon account. Just look up Weird AF News, by Anchor, and it's there, and you know, you can leave a review there. Just takes a couple minutes. Appreciate that. Hope you had a nice weekend, and I hope you enjoyed the Florida Friday episode. It was a pretty good one, and thanks to everyone who sent me articles for Florida Friday. Super helpful. Some of you sent them at the end of the day on Friday, which was a little late, but that's okay. I love your intentions. They're good. Your intentions are good. Maybe I can use them for next week. So keep them coming. You can always send me stuff to funnyjones@gmail.com. If you'd like to leave a message, like leave a voicemail, like a call to show, the number is 646-450-2012. Maybe you have an opinion about one of the segments that I did today and you'd like to express yourself. Well, feel free to do so. And I publish a lot of the calls if they're free of swears. I should say if they're free of F-bombs, I'll usually... and if I can understand what the heck you're saying, I get a lot of calls from people. I don't even know what you're saying, man. I don't know what's going on with your connection. But yeah, if any of the stories influenced you, just call it. Call up. If you'd like to support the show by donating a couple bucks, go to weirdafnews.com. And there's a couple ways in which you can do that. And while you're over there, just kind of explore the website. It's pretty cool. I got some stuff over there, some fun stuff. And I want to thank all my Patreons for paying for that website. Appreciate you guys.